here our Lord says in verse 25, at that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth. Notice, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent. That's the self-wise. That's the self-prudent. So when they hear the command, get wisdom, they go, I got it. I don't need wisdom. I know already I'm sure of heaven is my own name. And notice the word hid there. See, get wisdom. The sense is you're coming to what is not apparent or lying on the surface. It's hidden. But how are you going to find it? It's by the Spirit of God giving you eyes to see. But notice our Lord thanks his Father in heaven for having hid these things from the wise and prudent. Some read that and think, well, that's not fair. Well, if you think that you can attain this wisdom of yourself, have at it. Most people, that's what they want. Well, I don't want God doing the choosing. Let me do the choosing. Okay, have at it. I'll guarantee you, given eternity, you'll never find this wisdom. Man will always think that it's by something he does that he attains unto this wisdom. It's not. It's by revelation, because verse 25 at the end says, and has revealed them unto babes. We're talking about babes in arms. These are ones that have no knowledge. They have no understanding. Does not that describe any one of us? And therefore, we must be taught, receive instruction, taught by the Spirit of who is Christ. How he can be God and justify wretched sinners such as we are. That's the age-old question. And stop and think even in your own thinking. Which is better? Somebody that appears just before men by their outward acts, and everybody looks on them and thinks how kind and how generous and oh my, how they're serving the Lord, like the Pharisee in the temple. And then over here, the publican. Talk about honesty before the Lord. The publican who did not dare even lift his eyes toward heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, be merciful to me, sinner. I'll tell you, the effect of great fear on the heart of one of the Lord's is just that. God, be merciful to me, sinner. Not over here, this closet, professing Christian, and yet the Spirit of God not being in them. So, a very serious matter. And I believe that every time we hear the word, we hear it read, that the Lord would grant us that Spirit to be before him what we know we are, as sinners. And to confess that to him, knowing that it's exactly such that the Lord Jesus Christ came to save his sinners. But I'll tell you, this flesh will direct us every time in another way to that pretense, to that hypocrisy, to that appearing before men to be something when we're not. So his government and peace upon his people, for whom Christ has done the work, there shall be no end. And upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. When it's talking about the throne of David, it's not talking about a physical throne in Jerusalem, because that wouldn't be forever. Let's talk about that seed that was promised David, who has now come, lived, died, rose again, established that throne with judgment and with justice. You see those words? That means he worked it out in a body. He earned and established that righteousness necessary for God to be just. And when he rose again, the apostle Peter said there on the day of Pentecost, that was the fulfillment of that promise that God would raise up his seed to sit on David's throne. Where's Christ seated today? He's in heaven. He's seated at the right hand of the majesty on high. In the Old Testament, the priests could never sit down. The work was never done. It was just a temporary atonement or forgiving or forbearing until Christ paid the debt. And when he finished it, he sat down. That means the work's finished. The work is finished. And it says, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. There was no question that when Christ came, this would be the work that he would accomplish.